Harper Audio presents Joyful, Return to Sugar Creek Series, Book 3, by Shelley Shepherd Gray. Performed by Bernadette Dunn. Light shines on the godly, and joy on those whose hearts are right. Psalm 97:11. A house is made from walls and beams. A home is made of love and dreams. Amish proverb. Prologue.
Lizzie, your Randall Byler is walking up the driveway.
Elizabeth's grandmother called out from her spot next to the living room's front window.
And I say there is certainly a sharp look in his eyes. Mark my words, that's a young man with a mission on his mind.
Are you sure it's Randall, Mommy? Elizabeth asked. He didn't tell me he was coming calling today. Her grandmother chuckled as she stepped into the doorway of the blue and white kitchen.
I may not be too spry anymore, but I certainly can recognize Randall. And I've also seen a man with his look a time or two.
His look?
He looks serious and intent.
That doesn't sound like Randall. Her grandmother waggled her eyebrows.
Perhaps he's got something serious to ask you. I think I'll head on upstairs now. You can tell me all about his visit after he leaves.
Danke, Mommy. Her grandmother really was a dear. Few other girls she knew were blessed with a grandmother who always seemed to know when to get involved and when to give a girl some privacy.
Of course, she pointed to Lizzie's cheek. But you might want to brush off that flower before you greet him, dear.
Oh, quickly she swiped a clean dishcloth over her face. Then, after wiping flour off her hands the best she could, Elizabeth quickly untied the other dish towel she'd fastened around her waist and hurried toward the front door. Frigid air stung her cheeks as she leaned in the open doorway and watched Randall approach. Her mommy had been right. He was wearing a stocking cap, a thick black coat, and a very serious expression.
I didn't know you were coming over today, she called out. It's a pleasant surprise.
But for some reason, her cheerful greeting didn't tease an answering smile.
You should step inside, Elizabeth, he replied with a sharp edge to his tone. It's freezing out here and you don't have on a coat.
It's cold, yeah, but I'll be fine, she smiled at him.
You never used to be such a worrywart.
He took the steps, one of his boots slipping slightly on the second one.
You need to salt. Where is it?
In the hall closet, I think. I'll salt the steps in a minute.
I'll do it for you now. Go get it, would you?
Sure.
After grabbing the pail and handing it to him, she watched him carefully spread salt on her front entryway, steps, and sidewalk. As she watched him concentrate on his chore, a warm, cozy feeling floated through her. Randall truly did care for her. What would she have done without him? Times had been mighty tough for the past 18 months. Her mother had fallen in love and remarried, and after much discussion, she'd moved to Lancaster County with Milton Eicher. Since the house where Elizabeth and her grandmother lived was paid for, they'd decided to stay in Sugar Creek. Her mother had left, promising to send money to pay for their bills and basic necessities. And at first, she had. But little by little, the money came a little later each month, and never quite as much. Elizabeth had taken in sewing for extra money, but it in no way covered the difference. But in the midst of it all had been her romance with the exceptionally handsome, exceptionally charming Randall Byler. They'd been dating for almost 2 years now, and everyone was waiting with bated breath for Randall to finally ask her to be his bride. And when he did, why, her life would be perfect. All of her financial troubles would be over. The Bylers were the wealthiest Amish family she knew of, and Randall was head of a construction crew. She was certain that when they married, they could sell the house, her grandmother and she could move into the sprawling Byler house, and at last Elizabeth could start counting her blessings again.
You need to keep up with the
sample complete. Ready to continue?